Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. We're starting the top line in the beginning of the Amud. We're going to first talk about, for the first most of the Amud, about the Shir Shul Yoyim that we say every single day, Ad HaYoyim HaZeh. Why do we say that particular shir? Zokti Yimara Tanya Rabbi Yudayim, Mishim Rabbi Kiva. Barishayim. Barishayim means on Sundays. Maho Yoyim, what did they say in the Beis HaMikdash? And what do we say today? La Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. Why? Hashem Shekana V'hikne V'shalit Ba'ilamai. La Hashem Ha'aretzim Loya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. He's Koine it. We're on fourth line to the top. V'hikne. V'hikne means that he was Makne it. He gave it to Bnei Adam. Rashi explains because the pasuk continues on. Hashem ha'aretz umloya tevel v'yoshveva. Now tevel v'yoshveva means that Kadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. Hashem ha'aretz, the land, umloya, everything that fills the land, tevel, the surface, v'yoshveva, and all the inhabitants, all the residents. However, the way Rashi is learning pshat in the Gemara is not tevel v'yoshveva, the tevel li'yoshveva. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a present to those that live in the land and said, I keep the Shemaim for myself and I give you the Oretz so you should be able to develop it and be able to plant and be able to sow and be able to build. Exactly. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines at the top, Shekona Shemaim Va'aretz, originally he coined of course to acquire, means the Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. The Hikna Tevel Liyoy Shveva Kaloimer Koine Kedei Lahakbeis. Kadosh Baruch Hu created to be able to go and give us this present. Mishalat Be'ilomai, says Rashi, is unrelated to that thought. Rather, it's telling us, Yechidi Shlei Nibra Malachim Ad Yom Sheni. At that time, Kadosh Baruch Hu was the only Vashem, the only being in the entire world, the entire universe. Next day he created the Malach. B'sheni Mayoyim, what did they say on Mondays? God Hashem Mul Miyoid. Why? Hashem Shechidik Masim Malach Aleim. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chidik Masim. What's mean Chidik Masim? Rashi says Kadosh Baruch Hu on day number two was Mavdil. As you'll see, every one of these Tukim relates back to what happened at the time of the Sheshes and Abrashes. And so therefore what it's telling us is that on day number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil between the Mayim Aliyoin and the Mayim HaTachtoinim, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided Kaviyachul to go and settle in the Morim up in the heavens. After he split the world into two, the down, the Tachtoinim and the Aliyoinim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went all the way to the top. So therefore God Hashem Aliyoin. And then the pasuk finishes off, Be'ir Alekeinu Har Kochai. So Rashi says, Be'ir Alekeinu means that Kadosh Baruch Hu established his city up above in the Moraim, and that becomes the Be'ir Alekeinu where Kadosh Baruch Hu lives, Kaviyach. Bashlisha Moyoim, what did they say on Tuesdays? Elekim Nitzar Badas Kel. Bosepis, Hashem Shegila Eretz Bechach Mosoi, Behechen Tevel La Adosai. What does that mean? Hashem Shegila means he exposed the land with his Chachma. How did he expose the land? Says Rashi, because on day number three of creation it says, V'seiro'eh hayabosha. Until then, the whole world was covered over with water. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu split up between the Yamim and the Nahorois, the seas and the rivers and the lakes, and then the surface, the dry land. For the first time, you're able to see the dry land on day number three. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Kaviyachul is Nitzav, he's now standing on that dry land. And Badas Kael is referring to the fact that the Gemara continues on, V'heichem Teva La'adosa, Hashem prepared that table, the dry land, La'adosa, his Eda, who is his Eda, that means eventually for Klai Yisrael. But if you are Yoyim, what's on Wednesday? Can the Kamas Hashem? Can the Kamas Afiyah? Hashem Shevarach Hamulavanu V'asli Parah Me Oivdehen. Throughout the generations, you always had all types of idol worshippers, but here not idol, but sun and moon worshippers. So it says, "Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm creating on the fourth day the Mo'oirois, the Mor HaGadol, the Mor HaKatan, the Koichovim." But all those people that are going to think that those are the gods and are going to worship them. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enact his revenge against them for ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu and rather going and serving Hashem's servant, the Chamu Levana. Yes, Mavi?
Until now, they discussed actual Bria.
Uh-huh.
Is that Bria itself?
Mm-hmm. The Asiyah.
These are the repercussions because of the Chamu Levana's creation. Okay. Yeah. Bachamisha Yoyim, now we're talking about Thursday. Hanino Lilkim Uzeno Al Shem Shebaro Oifis Vidogim Vishabeach Lishmoi. What does that mean? So Rashi says that when Bnei Adam see all the different types of oifos v'dogim, if you happen to be a person that sits around in the park from time to time, you can go and see so many different birds flying by, and you say, oh, this one happens to have a red belly, and this one has a blue belly, and this one has a zan, and then you say, I can't believe it, all these beautiful birds. And then if you go to an aquarium and you see all the different types of fish, you say, wow, a big fish, a small fish, a clenching, all different colors. Types. Sorry?
The colors of the thing.
Exactly. So that brings you to be Mishabeach Lishmoy, says Rashi, by seeing all of this. Rashi, parallel to our Gemara, one line lower down. Wow, look what you created. Of course, although it says oifis, Rashi means oifis v'dogim, both of them. That's Rashi's pshat. Other mafarshim say that it's referring to the oifis v'dogim themselves, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the different types of behemoth, chayes, oifis v'dogim, and they themselves say shira on a regular basis. And those of you that have is a special Shira pamphlets and Shira tefillos, etc. You see over there, all types of pictures showing what the different species of animals and birds and fish are go and say Shevach to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They say Shira. Ma'ashisha, what did they say on Fridays? Hashem Moloch Geus Lovesh. What is Hashem Moloch? Hashem Shigomu Melachtoi Umoloch Aleim. Now everything is completed, including the Brias Odom Harishain. So at this point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is now the Melech Al Kol Aretz. They are now servants. The Gemara says, "In Melech Blayam." You can't have a king without followers, just like you can't have a Rebbe without Chassidim. So you can't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch Melech unless you have someone. Now the Kodesh Baruch Hu is finished over the Melacha. They are now Bnei Adam, and Lahavdol you have the Bnei Mischais, etc. So now there's a Melech on the world. Finally, what means Liyom Shekulo Shabbos? Again, look at the Rashi parallel to our Gemara. She'asidu Oylam Liyos Chorev. Eventually, the time will come after Mashiach and after Oylam Abba, where the whole world is going to be Chorev. It's going to be totally desolate. Ve'ein Adam, no people. V'chol Hamalachay Shoyf Sais, no work. Al Oyse Yoyim Oymim Shir Shol Shabbos. That's going to be a year where a time when everything is going to be quiet and everything is going to be resting. Mizmishil Yom Shabbos for that day. Yom Shikulei Shabbos.
It sounds pretty depressing. Olam Shliyos Chorav.
And then after that, it will be rebuilt. Mishem will see in another 10-12 lines that although we're talking about Yom Shabbos, this Yom is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yom,
1,000 years,
which is 1,000 years. Mishem, we're going to talk about that another 10-12 lines. Now, note that the first six Sunday through Friday was all referring back to the Melachos that Kodesh Baruch Hu already did during the Sheishes and Mebrashes. The seventh day is referring to L'Asad Lavoi, not on the past, but in the future. And if Amr Nechemia, Maro Chachomim, here it says a Chom, Rashi says, Maro Rabbi Kiva, because the one that said this Tanya, back on the top of the Amid, Tanya Rabbi Huda, Mishim Rabbi Kiva, Maro Rabbi Kiva, L'Chalik Ben Aprakim Alolu, why did Rabbi Kiva decide to go and change channels between the sixth day and the seventh day? After all, if the first 6 days are talking Lishe'ovar, shouldn't Shabbos also be referring to Lishe'ovar? And therefore, Reb Nechemya says, I respectfully disagree. But as you'll see, the first 6 days exactly the same as Reb Akiva said. It's only day number seven that he disagrees. Ella, Barisha, and again, Shekhan Behikne, Vishalat Bari Lamoy, Kodesh Baruch Hu acquired, he created the world, and then he gave it to Bnei Adam. B'sheini chidik ma'asav ha'molech aleim. At that time, he made the distinction between the Mayim al-Yoyim and Mayim ha-Tachtoinim. Kodesh Baruch Hu then decided to reside upstairs in Shemayim. B'shlishi on Tuesday, Shigila Eretz b'chachmosoi v'heichen teva la'adosoi, that he exposed and revealed the world, because until now it was covered over by water. B'seiroi ha'yabosha. B'revi on the fourth day, Shiborachama levon of Asli Parmei of Dayan, those that go and worship the sun and the moon. That they are being mashbech to Hashem. For we, Bnei Adam, that see the wonderful colors and different sizes and different shapes, we're mashbech to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now finally, Bashvi al Shem Sheshavas. The reason why we say Mizma Shuliyah Mishavas is not the Asad Lavai, but to go and remember how Kodesh Baruch Hu was Shoivis on Yom Hashvi. After all, that's part of Hashem Bnei Shabbos. Why is that? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, she also Shemai Be'oretz, V'yoy Mashvi, Shovas V'ayinofash, the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself was Shoyves. And that's why we say this Shulim HaShabbos, to remind us of that day, of the seventh day of creation.
Is there any significance of the Chamiya changes from Sheni?
The Kamif Lagi B'Rav Katina, the Omer of Katina, what's the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Nechemia? The machloikis, of course, the impracticalities, the machloikis is day number seven. But why do they have that machlokes? Kamifli Rav Katina, Yom Rav Katina, Shita Alfei Shani Hava Alma. The world will exist for 6,000 years. V'chad Chorav, and after that, it'll be Chorav for 1,000 years. It doesn't say necessarily right at the beginning of 6,000. It means eventually for 1,000 years it's going to be Chorav. Shenemar, V'nizkav Hashem Levadoi B'Yayim Ahu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the only one left on that day. Once again, when we say one day in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's lifespan, so to speak, it's 1,000 years. And then that's what Rav Katina said. However, Abayoma Trei Chorev, no, they're going to be 2,000 years, they're going to be Chorev. Shenemar, Yichayenu Miyoimoyim, because Baruch Hu is going to be Mechaya afterwards, Tchiyas Amesim, after Yimoyim, after 2,000 years of total desolation. So that being the case, so what's the machlokes? The machlokes is that Rabbi Kiva says Mizmor Shir LiYoyim HaShabbos. What means Yoyim LiYoyim Shekulei Shabbos? That 1,000 years he holds like Rav Katina. Hashem, according to Abaya, we shouldn't be saying Mizmor Shir LiYoyim HaShabbos. We're saying Mizmor Shir LiYomim HaShabbos because he's got 2,000 days, and so therefore the Yoyim HaShabbos doesn't go on the future. Rather, it goes in the Yoyim HaShabbos, the seventh day of creation. Your question is addressed to you?
Not really, but it doesn't. It's,
what's your question?
No, it's just Rabbi Nechemia has a different reason for the second day.
Where? How do you see that?
Rabbi Akiva says,
Hashem Shechilek Ma'asim U'Molech Aleim. What does Rabbi Nechemia say? Shechilek Ma'asim U'Molech Aleim.
I'm just saying, U'Molech Aleim, that it's repeated on the second and on the sixth day.
Okay.
That's I guess it's in both of them that's striking me.
Mm-hmm.
It's
nothing to do with the Rabbi
Nechemia. No,
why do you have the double
I noticed in Rabbi Nechemia, I didn't notice in Rabbi Akiva. Thank you.
No problem. Apparently the reason is because Rashi said on day one, which is Sunday, Shalit by Lamai, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the only one around, Kaviyachal, and that on day two, he created the Malachim. So now that there are Malachim, so Kodesh Baruch Hu has his followers, his servants, if you will, Avionim. So he's Malach Aleihem. However, he didn't have anybody down below.
I see.
The whole world is totally empty.
Aleihem, thank you.
But by the time you get to Shishi, now you already have Bnei Adam and Chava,
right.
And then you also have the behemoth is chayes, everything else. Kodesh Baruch is now the king of the now the.
Malach aleihem, also agam aleihem. Thank you.
No problem.
That's my question.
Everything is perfect. Talking more about Masoi Shafir Shabbat Mahoyim. Until now, we were talking about Shachris. What did they say at Musaf on Shabbos? Again, back in the Beis Hamikdash. What we're talking about is the Shir Shalyom that we say every day, which was the Shir that was said by the Levim back in the times of the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash.
By the Tamid Shoshachar,
exactly right.
When they were pouring the Nesachim?
When they were pouring the Nesachim, correct. And now we're talking at the time of the Musaf on Shabbos. What did they say when the Korban Musaf was being brought? Omer Rav Anan bar Rava, Omer Rav, they said Hazivlach. What means Hazivlach? Hazivlach is the division of the Parshiyos in Parshas Ha'azino. If you go and open up a Chumash, and I didn't want to trouble Brother Shai, because then he would be concerned whether we're talking about a Yiddish Chumash, etc. So therefore, I brought a Chumash along. And if we look in Parshas Ha'azino, Hazino begins with a hey, Ha'azino. When you go to Shaini or Falevi, Zechari Mois Oilam, that's a Zayin, Hazivloch Zayin. The next letter is Yud, that's Shlishi, Yarkiveyu Al Mamasei Oref, that's a Yud. Then we continue on to Vav, Hazivloch, Vav is Revi, Vayar Hashem Vayinot, Mikas Banav Ubenoisav. Then you go to Chamishi, then you get to Loch, Lu Chachmu Yaskilu Zois. That's the Lamed. When you get to Shishi, you get to the Chav. And what is the Chav of Shishi? Yeah. Shishi. Ki Esar Shemayim Yodhi. Ki. So therefore, the Rosh Tevis of all the beginning of these six Aliyos are Haziv Loch, Hazinu, Sechar, Yarkiveyu, Vayar, Lu, and Ki Esar Shemayim Yodhi. That's how Rashi has it. And the Tosfos have it a little bit differently. Let's take a quick look at Rashi. Hazivloch, It's you see the small toisus over here on the side, in the middle. So parallel to that, you have the Rashi. As if loch parshas shiras hazinu cholken ois v'sheisha shisha prakim. You divide it up into six parts. Harishon hazinu, hasheni is chori mokzonim, hashlishi yashirim mokzoret, harvi is vayarish aliyonot, ad kan shisha psukim leperek. If you go and look, you'll see that exactly six psukim for each one of those divisions. When we can veilich from there on, it's shmoyim psukim leperek. Hachamish is lulikas oyev ogur hashish kiyod nashem amay. Rashi is a drop different than what we have, because Rashi says that the fifth aliyah is lule, and according to us, it's lu chochmul yaskiluzois, which is a difference of two psukim here in the Chumash. Toises brings yet other minhagim. If you look at the Toises, haziv loch, hazinu, zechor, yarkaveyu, vayar, lule, kiyon, king kosu besvarim. You look in the regular chumashim, whether it's a Yiddish chumash, etc. You always find that's how it's divided up. V'chein aminik, and that's the aminik.
What's the connection?
Then instead of vayar Hashem vayinot, that was the vav that we spoke about before.
The end of Ziv, that's the fourth one.
Exactly. It says in the pasuk, vayar Hashem vayinot v'kasa dov. However, this is another gear, so, which is vayishman yishun vayivot shemanta visa kasisa, which is another pasuk which is very close. So that's the vav, as well as in terms of the lamed, and then lu instead of lulei lulei kas or agor, we say lu chochmu. In fact, our chumash we have the lu chochmu like this, and then he brings for Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish vayar loy. Besides vayar loy, back to the vav is vayar Hashem vayinot. And then lu chochmu yaskilu zois. So it's a machloikis exactly which is the vav and which is the lamed, whether the vav is vayar Hashem or whether it's vayishman yeshurim vayivad, and the lamed is whether it's lu lekas oyev or lu chochmu yaskilu zois. Now that's the Rosh Tevis haziv lach, which is an easy way to remember it. What our Gemara is telling us is that in the Beis Hamikdash, when they brought the Karban Musaf over a period of 6 weeks, each week they would go and divide up the Parshas Hazino in these six parts. So that week number one they said the Hazino, week number two they would go and say Zechor Yimais Oilam, and then week number three they would say Kiyod Nashem Awei, or Yarkivei Abam Seoretz, and so on and so forth. 6 weeks, and then they would start all over again, another rotation of 6 weeks.
How strange, a 6 week rotation.
We're not finished. That's the way you're supposed to go and lay it in shul. And in fact, this is not just a minute, just a psanagata to Gemara. This is in fact brought in Shulchan Aruch. That's right, unbelievable. In Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Chav Ches. Each time, one time for the 6 days of the week. The simon haziv loch hazinu zchor yakiveu vayar luchoch muki esah shemayim yodi at seif hashira vashvi koyrei miseif hashira at seif hapash. Then Shvi just leans the rest of the pash, because as you know, hazinu in the Sefer Torah is written in the form of a Shira with two columns, and therefore that ends when you get to Shvi, and then Shvi to the end, you go and you call up the seventh Oleh, etc. Now the Mishnah Berurah says very, very clearly, what's the reason why we split it up in that way? The whole Hazinu is Divrei Techocha that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to Klal Yisrael. Hazinu Shemayim, that Rabbi Moisai, make sure you follow the mitzvahs, because otherwise the Shemayim Ba'aretz are going to be the Edom. Sheyachzru om b'tshuva, that people should go and do tshuva. V'afilu yesh chiyuvim, even if you have a whole bunch of bar mitzvahs and you have ofrufim and brisim, v'yechalko parshi yos, you're not allowed to go and split up these six into more olim. It's got to be exactly these six, and that's why that's the meaning in Klal Yisrael. So if you're always concerned that you daven the shul where they do a lot of hoysafis, hazinu no hoysafis. Except perhaps from that's the maximum. Other than that, there's nothing more that you can do. Because from Shvi until the end, there are only about six or seven psukim, so you can't add more than Achron. That's all that you can do. Anyway, so now it's called Haziv Loch. So I was always in the impression that Haziv Loch is referring to that the shine, the word Ziv, you had before
Glow.
The Sunday Island, that the glow, the shine, the brilliance is Loch, is to you, to the Rabbani Shalom. However, the Marsha says the Ziv Loch is actually referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the one that is now about to pass on, it's Hazina Vazayse Bracha. These are the final words of Tichacha, Musar to Klal Yisrael, and therefore the shine and the brilliance of these psukim, that of this shira, all belongs to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Marsha says in the back. There's another reason why we don't divide up these psukim, is because they are not only divided Tichacha, but they're also quite strong. And as you know, when it comes to the real Torah that we have twice in the Torah, we don't divide it up, we don't call somebody in the middle, because we don't want to end or begin with a Dover Ra, a Dover Klola, when somebody's called up or somebody's finishing his Aliyah. So we always just give that to one individual. In fact, by the Torah, we usually give it to the Bal Korei. Anyway, the point is, in Hazinu, it's written in a very poetic style, but it tells us that, Rabbi Yisai, if you're not going to perform the way you're supposed to, unfortunately, we're going to be, Chas V'Shalom, we're going to be punished. And therefore, you don't want to go and call up anybody during these psukim, but you have to call people up, and that's why they divided it in such a way that you can't afterwards quarrel and say, I don't want this aliyah, you're going to have it. These are already set aside. These are the way they sent their aliyahs in the Beis Hamikdash, and these are the aliyahs in Shul.
It's Toigen.
I'm sorry, Nahum?
Toigen.
Toigen?
Nish Toigen.
You have to study the whole context.
Not good.
But Nish Toigen is not good. Good. Right. Toigen is not good. Then the Chos and the Shabbat, what did they say at Mincha time? We talk about Chakras, we talk about Misif, what did they say for Mincha? Omer B'yoychanan, Oz Yoshir, Umicha Moicha B'Oz Yoshir. Oz Yoshir, of course, is the Shira that we say every single day. Now, in the middle of the Shira, we come close to the end, we say, Micha Moicha B'Elam Hashem, Micha Moicha Neda B'Koyish, etc., etc. Then there's another Oz Yoshir in the Torah, which is unrelated, and that's the Oz Yoshir that we say, Oz Yoshir Yisrael Es Hashir HaZois, Ali Be'er Enullah, Be'er Chafru Asarem, Karua Nadi Be'am, etc., etc. So what the Gemara tells us is that over a 3-week period in the Beis HaMikdash, at Mincha, one Mincha they would say the Oz Yosher Moisha that we're familiar with, the second one is the Micha Moicha smack in the middle, meaning that the first week they only said until Micha Moicha Ad V'loy Ad B'chlal. The next week they said from Micha Moicha until the end of the Shira. And then the third week they said the Oz Yosher of the Ali Be'er Enula. Now what I've just told you is really the Shach Levitaria over the next few lines. Iboilahu hani kulu b'chad Shabbat amilu oidil mekol Shabbat of Shabbat amri chad. Is it that both in the case of the Haziv Loch and in the case of the Oz Yosher, Micha Moicha and Oz Yosher, did they say everything every single week? Or did they go and split it up into 6 weeks and 3 weeks respectively? Toshima, the Sani of Rabbi Yosi, Hashem Shoyno, Imeres, Achas, Shnia, Choyzeres, Shtayim, Shema Mino, Kol Shabbat, V'Shabbat, Amricha, Shema Mino. What the Gemara is saying is, since the first rotation of Haziv Loch is a 6-week rotation, and since the Oz Yosher, Micha Moichen, Oz Yosher, is a 3-week rotation, Zot Rabbi Yosi, Hashem Shoyno, Imeres, Achas, when you're going through the entire rotation of Ziv Loch, which takes 6 weeks, the second rotation of the Oz Yosher has already gone through 2 rotations, right? Because by the time you finish the first 3, the Hey Zayin Yud of the Haziv Loch, those first 3, by that time you've already done 1 Oz Yosher, Mich Moichana, and the Oz Yosher. And then when you continue on, Vav of Haziv and Loch, Vav Lamed Chav, last 3 weeks, then you're already doing a second rotation of the Oz Yosher, Micha Moicha, and the Oz Yosher. So that's very straightforward. It's again, Achon Shoyna Meres Achas, as long as it takes for the first rotation of Haziv Loch to say one complete set, Shnei Chazer Shtayim, the second set at Mincha has already repeated it twice, because these are 3 and not 6. Shema Minoch, Shema Tavishmat, Amichad, Shema Minoch.
And Mincha during the week? When they're
Misachem? I don't know if they had a Mincha during the week.
Well, no, I'm saying they're calling it Mincha. It's actually the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim on Shabbos.
No, Nichvashtai. what they did during the week. But they had a shear because that's the whole problem of the kilko.
The kilko shear by Tom Shabbos, by middle of Mincha Korban. Right. Right.
Maybe they repeated the same one from Shabbos. Resh. The Gemara is coming to tell us is now that since we said in our Mishnah that there was a period of time when the Sanhedrin and the Bezin was in Yavne, excuse me, and because it was in Yavne, that's why we had the Machloikis in the early Mishnah when if Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, whether they would go and blow the shofar only in the Beis HaMikdash or even outside the Beis HaMikdash in Yavne. So you remember we had in the Mishnah back in Choftes on the Beis that once it was B'Mikdash while the Mikdash was standing, they only blew the Mikdash but not by Medina. B'Shechor Beis HaMikdash Yitzchak B'Yechim and Zaki Shetekim Mechol Mokin Sheish Boi Bezin everywhere. Amr Abloz L'Yizkim Yechim and Zaki Ele B'Yavne B'Vod, only in Yavne. So now, is the Yavna? What is the Yavna? As we'll see in Mirchem on the bottom of the Amid and the top of the Amid Beis, that Yavna was one of the 10 Golasin where the Sanhedrin had to move from the Lishkas Agosis in the Beis HaMikdash out to Yavna. And in fact, we'll see that they moved to Yavna twice. Mirchem will see that on the Amid Beis. But since we're bringing about the Eser Masois of the Sanhedrin, the Gemara couples this together with the Eser Masois, the Nosa Shechina. So Eser Masois, Nosa Shechina, as we'll see what those 10 travels were, those 10 journeys. Nosa Shechina means Kaviyachol in the Baidu Shloilem. Mikroi, those we know from Psukim. Ukenegdan, corresponding to that, you have gold to Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin also went into Golas. That we don't have Psukim for, of course, but it's the Gemara, we have a Gemara. Zokti Gemara. Es Masois Nosa Shechina Mikroi. What are the Psukim and what are the 10 Masois? Make Kapoides the Kruv. Let's go and count together. Kapoides the Kruv. Originally Shechina was on top of the Kapoides on top of the Oroin. And then the Shechina left the Kapoides and went down to the Kruv. Now, as we know, the Kruvim in the Torah were on top of the Kapoides. So it doesn't make a lot of sense that they left the Kapoides and went down to the Kruv. And that's why Rashi says we're not talking about the Kruvim of the Torah, we're talking about the Kruvim of Shleim HaMelech. Because Shleim HaMelech also created two Kruvim, which were not on top of the Oren, but which were on the floor. One in one corner, one in the other. A big Kruvim that went all the way up to the ceiling, and they had a tremendous wingspan, as it's described in the Psukim, in yeah. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that the Shechina left from the Kapoides and went down to the Kruv. Now, in our Gemara, it says Mikruv the Kruv, but the Bach takes that out, and you have to take it out because otherwise you'll have 11 Masois. So you take out Kruv the Kruv. So it went from Kapoides to Kruv is one. Mikruv the Mifta means to the floor of the Kodesh Kedoshim is two. Mimifta Mechotzer, that it moved after the Mifta into the Chotzer is three. Mechotzer Mizbeach, moved to the Mizbeach is four. Mizbeach Legag is five. Legag Lechoyma to the wall is six. Mechoyma Le'ir is seven. Me'ir Lehar is eight. Me'har Le'midbar is nine. Me'midbar also the Oshel Mechoyma, the Shechina went up in Shemayim, no longer here Ba'art. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Eilech Ashuvel Mechoyma, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going back home. I've left the Beis HaMikdash, I've left my Mokum down on this world. And the Gemara is going to bring Psukim for each one of them. The reason why the Gemara brings all of this, explains Rashi, is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because she left Klal Yisrael, and each time it was kind of a warning. Kodesh Baruch Hu left the Kapoides and went down to the Kruv. That's not a major journey. It's just perhaps a foot or two, going down from on top of the Aron, going down below. And then from the Kruv down to the Miftah, to the floor, and from the Miftah to the Chatzah, Chatzah there. Each one of these are very, very, very short journeys. And the point of them was, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael, shape up, because if you don't shape up, I'm going to ship out. I'm out of here. And therefore, these are all small little moves. But bear in mind, these are major moves. Until ultimately, they didn't listen, and therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu left totally. So Yimara tells us, Mikapoy is the Kruv, Mikruv the Kruv, Mikruv the Miftah. The Chassidus says, Apostle, Yinatim the Chosham, Dibayati, Itcho Me'ala Kapoy it is. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to meet the Moshe Rabbeinu from on top of the Kapoy it is. Ah! Uksiv, Vayikav al Kruv, Vaya Oiv. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu left the Kapoides, and now he's Vayirkav, he's riding on top of the Kruvim. Uksiv, Chavayit, Okay, Yisrael, Nalami al Kruv, and left the Kruv, Ashehoyu Olav, where it was previously, El Miftan Abayis, down to the floor. El Miftan L'Chotzen, this is another pasuk. V'imali Habayis Es'onan, V'Chotzen Mola Es'noyga Kvoyr Hashem. Now the Chotzen is filled with Hashem. Mi'Chotzen L'Mizbeach, T'chziv R'Isiyas Hashem, Nitzav Al HaMizbeach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is now on top of the Mizbeach. El Mizbeach L'Gag, T'chziv, Tov L'Sheves Al Pinas Gag. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I'd rather go to the Gag now and leave the Mizbeach down below and go upstairs to the Gag. The reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu left to the Gag, one of the Mefarshim says, is because ultimately they brought in, they weren't worshipping Hashem. It could be this talking about also that they brought in the idols. Anyway, so eventually Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm out of here, went to the Gag. May not stim with these man. Anyway, Megag, the Chaymah from the Gag went to the Chaymah Sabayis, the Chsib, and Hashem needs to the Chaymah Sanoch. And then from where it went, Mechaymah Le'ir, went to the city of Yerushalayim, to Sivka Hashem Le'ir. Yikra, Yikare, and then Umeir Lahar from the ear to the heart, the Chsiv, Vayal Kwe Hashem, Meal Toycha ear, Vayamid Alahar, that's from the ear to the heart, Hashem, Mekedem the ear, and then finally, Mehar the Midbar, the Chsiv, Toy Shevitz, Beeritz Midbar. And after that, Midbar, all to the Yashim, Mekoyim, the Chsiv, Eilach Hashuva, El Mekoyim, like the Gemara said before, how long did a Kodesh Baruch Hu stay around in the Midbar? Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha Kodesh and Isaac Veshvinu Yisrael in the Midbar, Shem Yachzim Etshuva, Kim Shlei Chozru, Omar Tipach Atzma. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them a final chance, final time. The boy say, wake up, do Tshuva, otherwise I'm leaving. Kodesh Baruch Hu stuck around for 6 months. After 6 months, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Sayonara, and he went up to the Meroimim, Ashuva Mekayim. Since he went out, Choizom a Tipach Atzmon, a Tipach Atzmoisan. Tipach Atzmon is a very negative lushan to say that Chas V'Shalom, that they should perish, they should die. Rechman Aslan Shem Rein Rishoyim Techlana, the Ein Rishoyim should be destroyed. They should end. Umonois Oven Minham. They no longer have a monois, a place to flee. That's it. Tikvasan Mapach Nofesh. Their tikva, their hofenung, their aspirations and their hopes. Unfortunately, that's now Pachi Nefesh. They only have heartaches because Hashem has left. So we have the 10 Masois of the Shechina, and now corresponding to that, we can add them, go to Sanhedrin. For that, we don't have Psukim, because this is already much later on. It's talking about the end of the Bayis Sheni, so they know Tanakh has ended. So what was it? Tomorrow we have the Kabbalah that there were 10 Golisim. Initially, the Sanhedrin was Lishkas HaGozes, and from there it went to Chonus. What exactly is Chonus? So if you look at the last Rashi here on the left-hand margin, Rashi is on both sides. See, Rashi Lishkas HaGozes VeChanuyos. Chanuyos also lehem baharabayis. They were like stores, shops, like structures. V'yashvu sham, and they sat there. Loimar, Shaloidonu dina nefashis. Dina nefashis ended. The Chozu de nefishi rotzum kirabim is Sanhedrin. Unfortunately, it became an era of murders, and therefore every day they would be busy with Ratzchem, and they felt that's too much, and they stopped being done in the fashes. V'chol hanach geluyos to Sanhedrin the Bayis Sheni kamar, we're talking about the Bayis Sheni, u'masoyis the Shechina was Bayis Rishon kamar, that was the Bayis Rishon. Anyway, so therefore, getting back to
Chicago.
I'm sorry?
We came to Chicago today.
You came to Chicago.
Yeah. Shechina is definitely not in Chicago.
No, the murders every single
yeah, day. Yeah, the shootings over the weekend.
Rahman al-Islam. Other cities, it's not that much better either. Anyway, we can make the Gonsus Henemi Gemara. That's the Gemara. So, Melishka said Gonsus was the first place that was in the base. Maybe they went to Chonus, these Chanuyos on the Harabais. And from the Chonus, they went to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they went to Yavne. Oh, that's why we brought this whole thing to tell you that they left to Yavne. Yavne, they went to Usha. You have in the Gemara a few times Takonis, Usha, right. They made in Usha.
The first was before the Chorban, and then before. Yavne is after the Chorban.
So actually, you see the Gemara brings both. The Yavne and Usha, not the
Tishabah. So what they say is
it, exactly.
It was before the Chorban.
Yes,
Rashi. Yerushalayim is after the Chorban.
Okay, makes a lot of sense. The Seder Gamur. Ani
Mekabata.
Kibalti. So Meyavne Usha, from Yavne goes to Usha, Meyushal Yavne went back to Yavne, Meyavne went back to Usha. So they went back and forth from Yavne to Usha, Usha to Yavne, Yavne to Usha. Meyusha then Lishvaram. Yesh Poybaris, Afilayom, Makom Shinikra Shvaram, Ashayla here. זה אותו שפרדם,
כן, שפרדם, ציפורי, everything is a galile.
And that's galile, can, but it was exactly...
Yavne is not.
Yavne is not. That's in Kerem,
yes.
Okay, fine. Anyway, umuzhu l'shvaram, u'shvaram,
the Beit Sharm. That's definitely here. Beit Sharm is definitely there. It's a park. It's an archaeological park.
That's where Rebbe lived.
In his buried.
It's near...
It's near... Exactly.
That's what I was going to say if I would have known it was the Yaakov. Anyway, Beit Sharm was... They went to Tzipori. Tzipori is in Galil. In the Gemara, in Megillah, it says, according to one view, that Tzipori is the same thing as Tveria, but our Gemara obviously doesn't hold that way, because yeah. Tzipori lit Tveria. So Tzipori was like a twin city very close to Tveria. The Gemara in Megillah says the reason why it was called Tzipori, because you were able to look from the mountaintop like a Tzipor to see all the surrounding area. Anyway, it was a very scenic place. Tzipori lit Tveria.
You said his Rebbe was buried there?
Yeah, he's buried there. Right? Yeah. His kever is there.
Where is this located?
It's near Tzarat Elite.
In the Galil. When is it? Okay.
Can you see the Rashi? The first narrow line of the Rashi on the left hand side. Beis Sharm Tzipori Utsveria Kulan Bimei Rabbi Hava Kinamrinan Achrei Rebbe LeBeis Sharm. After Rebbe went to Beis Sharm and they followed him to Beis Sharm. So Rebbe was in Beis Sharm and he passed away in Beis Sharm, and that's where he's
Sharm Gamliel. It took from Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. It is more than 100 years.
Yeah, Rebbe died in 212. It's like 150 years.
Yeah, I wasn't around then, but yeah, 100%. Tveria amuka mikulan. Tveria amuka mikulan doesn't mean that it's the deepest in terms of geographic location, but Rashi says, Shfeilum hoyu oz mikola masoi shigolu. The kovod of the Sanhedrin was at Shval HaMatzah, but was the lowest over all of these ten. And the fact that they had to go into Golgus from place to place to place, that in itself was a degradation of the Sanhedrin. But now the Nebuch were totally degraded, and Tveria, that was ultimately the end of the Sanhedrin.
Why was Tveria so terrible?
I don't know.
It's a beautiful city.
Again, we're not talking about the geographic location. We're talking about the Rashi Shvelim Hoyu Oz Mikol Masoy Shagol. We're talking about the Sanhedrin. They were dispirited. They were denigrated. They were not on the great Tamal and the Madrega that they were in previous years.
It was the time of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi.
Exactly. Shenema.
It was better than...
Better than now, for sure. Yeah. Anyway, the pasuk says the shafalt or shafalt may eret to daveri, so that they're all the way b'shvela, all the way down. Reb Loza Oimer, sheish golus. There were not 10 golus, and there were 6 golus. How do I know 6? Shneimar ki heishach yoshvei moran kiryat hizkova yashpilana yashpila ad eretz yagiana ad offer. How do I see 6? So Rashi says that heishach, which means to lower, that's already number one. Then you have Yashpilen is 2, Yashpila is 3, Ad Eretz is 4, Yagiena is 5, Ad Ofer is 6. So it went down, Madregas, slowly but surely, down. Omer Gyuchan, Misham, Asin Ligol, but Amir Tisham, from there they will go and be in Bilbia. Geula, Shnemar, Hisnar, Mi Ofer, Kum, Mi Shvi. So it's actually went Yagiena, Ad Ofer. But it's not in the offer. Eventually, it will come up from that offer, and there will be the Gula Shleima because
Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria.
Oh, so say good.
He's speaking for the hometown.
Ah, Drog the Mishnah. Oh, Rabbi Shimon Garcha. We oidzoi ziskem Yechem and Zaka. We had all these country Yechem and Zaka. We got one more. Shafilu roish bezdim b'chol mokan. Shlo yo edim holchen ele mokim havad. What does this mean? When it comes the time for announcing the new Chodesh, who's the one empowered and authorized to go and say Mekudesh HaChodesh? It was in fact the Rosh Beis Din. How do I know it's Rosh Beis Din? That's a Mishnah back on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. If you want to take a quick look, Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah begins. Loish Beis Din, middle of the Amud, Loish Beis Din Oyimim Mekudesh. That was his function, that after they had the Chakiras Edom, the Drishim Chakira, and they decided, yeah, the Edom know what they're talking about, who is the one that made the announcement? Roish Bezdin Oymer Mekudesh. And after Chalom Oynim Achra Mekudesh Mekudesh. What happens if the Rosh Bezdin is away on vacation? He went somewhere. What happens now? Do the Edom, does the whole Bezdin, do they all have to transfer to the Rosh Bezdin? Says our Mishnah, no, it was not necessary. Rosh Bezdin is not in his normal place like in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, he wasn't in the Lishkas HaGozes, he's somewhere else. You don't have to go to the Reish Bezin, you just go to the headquarters of the Bezin, wherever it's located at that time, such as the Lishkas HaGozes, and they give the Eidus there, and then if the Reish Bezin is not there, then I guess the Skan Reish Bezin, whoever else is in charge for the day, he's going to be the one that will say the magic words, Mekudish, Mekudish. Kodesh HaKodesh, the Olam will answer Mekodesh HaKodesh. Good, so the Gemara first tries to apply this to a modern day shayla. So there was a lady, Dasmanua Ledina Kamita Meimar, the Neherdoi. A Meimar at one time was Neherdoi, and he was Mazmin, a woman to Beth. In other words, he sent her a subpoena saying, you are a defendant in a particular lawsuit, you have to come into Beth. In the meantime, before the prisoner gave her 10, 20 days, whatever to come, in the meantime, Ozala Meimar Lemachoyza. A Meimar went away for a trip to Mechoyza. Now the question is, where should she appear? A Meimar had sent her a subpoena. It's Ozla Meimar Lemachoyza, Vulay Ozla Basra, and she did not follow him to Mechoyza. She said, I'm staying here near Dai. Kosa Psich Ilava. And then he wrote out a Shtar Shamt, which is like an excommunication, a Chedim. You didn't show up in Beis Din, you're not a Metzayis Ledin, and therefore criticized.
Excommunicated.
What is this lady supposed to do? She's supposed to go and follow a Meimer throughout the world. What happens if he goes to on a safari in Africa? She's supposed to go and follow him everywhere. Why couldn't she go and stay locally? After all, you want to incentivize the Edom to come to Yerushalayim to go and say Edus. If when they come to Yerushalayim, you can tell them, oh, I'm sorry, the Reish Bezin is not here, you have to go to Tel Aviv. They go to Tel Aviv, oh, he just left now, he's now in Be'er Sheva. I mean, they're going to have to travel the whole Eretz Yisrael to find the Reish Bezin. They're not going to be incentivized to come next time. As our cop train, they come to Yerushalayim, they go to Tel Aviv, they go to Bnei Brak, Be'er Sheva, blah, blah, blah. Therefore, they said, you go just to the Beis Havad, where the Bezin is situated, and you give your Eidus, and the Bezin will accept it, even without the Reish Bezin. Avon Hoch, in the case of this lady with a Meimar, at the Loivaliyish Malva, since she apparently was the borrower in a loan, therefore, she has to go and follow the Malva. And apparently the Malva is wherever a Meimar went to Mechayza, and therefore he said, you gotta come here, because after all, you borrowed the funds, you don't have your own choice, you gotta come to where the Malva is. Tanaban, Enkayan Mishon Lalis Besandalehoin Liduchon. So since we mentioned in our Mishnah the Oid Zois Hiskim Yechem and Zakai, the Gemara is going to go through an exhaustive list of 9 or possibly 10 takonos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai. One of the takonos was that the Kehanim, when they go up to Dichon, they should take off their shoes. Now the Gemara over here doesn't tell us why. Even Rashi says, look it up in Masechta Soita. And I looked it up. And what does it say? What's the reason why? Because it says that we were concerned that if the Kahanim are going to go up to Dichon wearing their shoes, many of them are not going to have these pull-ons or pull-offs. They're going to have laced shoes. What happens if one of the Kahanim's laces got entangled or they're open? He's going to have to sit down and tie his shoes, because otherwise he's going to stand on the Dichon and everybody's like, look at Yankel Kaya, look at his shoes, they're untied, and they looks like a... looks like a bit of a tramp or whatever. He didn't go and tie his shoes properly. He's going to be sitting down. He's going to put his shoes on. He's going to go and tie it nicely. By the time he gets back to the Duchan, they're going to be finished dichening. And then some people are going to start speculating. I know why Yankel didn't go on. Really, because he's not a real Kohen.
Or he's a cholol.
He's a cholol. He's disqualified. He's ineligible. He's not allowed. And they're going to chas v'shalom be motzilaz about Yankel HaKohen.
And his children.
And his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and Seif Koladoyus. And therefore, they said, you know what? From now on, take off your shoes. She shouldn't have this problem of the laces getting entangled and not properly tied, so you won't have a problem with the condom. So one of the Bali Musha says, you see what how idle the Rabbanan were, the Chazal, how concerned they were that what is a possibility. It doesn't say this ever happened, but it might happen. That one of the Kahanim wasn't able to go and tie his shoes properly. He's going to be embarrassed. He's going to sit down. He's by the time the Duchen is over, it's going to be too late. And people are going to be hoshish. And that he might be chas v'shalom a cholol. The person could go put an ad in the newspaper and say, boys, I'm not a cholol. I had the shoes and make a YouTube video.
Why is he making an ad? What's he protesting?
Okay. So anyway, so the point
not
is...
because they were the Beit HaMikdash without shoes.
That's when they did the avodah. But he was talking chatzitza. Nachon. But he was talking about in general, not only Beit HaMikdash, even chutz Beit HaMikdash.
It's not Zechel HaMikdash.
Nothing to do with Zechel HaMikdash. We continue doing the Birchas Kehanim. Of course, every single day in Chutzlah to do the Yom Tovim, but not the Zechel HaMikdash. It's a halacha that the Kehanim have to go and bench Klal Yisrael. Koyse Vorchus Bnei Yisrael Amor Lahem. And so in the times before Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, they wore shoes, but after Rabbi Yechim and Zakeh, they took the shoes off. Anyways, and this was number one. Now we said that there are nine altogether, right? That was what Gemara said?
Tesha.
Nine. So we have to find out what the other eight are. We have now one. Shis the high pirka, six of our own parak. V'chodet the pirka kama, and one in the previous parak. Now Rashi does us a favor and enumerates all the six of high pirka. So Rashi again is parallel to our Gemara here on the left hand side. Shis the high pirka, chod the high, the one that we just mentioned now. This about the sandal and taking off the shoes. That's one. V'chomish l'masnisin that we had in the previous Mishnah. Right. That one. Hiskin shihu toikin, whether we took care that after Chorban Beis Hamikdash, v'chom mokem where there is a Beis Din. Then we had a discussion with the Rebbe Lazar whether it's Yavne, Yerushalayim, everywhere there's a Beis Din. Bizmana Beis Din. That's like we had.
Nea Beis Din.
Nea Beis Din. To the shyness. Exactly. Anyway, so that was again another tekana. So let's we have to come to five. Chomish l'masnisin. One is shihu toikin. That's one. Number two, shihu lulav nitel shiva, because in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they only took the 7 days inside the Beis Hamikdash, but outside the Beis Hamikdash was only the Kach Nacham B'Yom Rishon. So therefore they changed it to 7 days. Zeich HaMikdash, that's two. She'enav Yemanav Kuli also, we learned about that yesterday, that on the first day of Chol HaMoed, since they couldn't bring the Korban HaOmer any longer, it will be, but until that time, the whole day of Chol HaMoed, the first day, should be also to eat the Chodosh, because otherwise, they're going to say, well, last year we had already in the morning, at Etzem Yom Mazet, we had a Yehuda, at Etzem Adviyad Mechlal.
Here, Mizrach.
Exactly.
Should have been from Nate, but.
Here, Mizrach Matir, no, the Momer is Matir.
Exactly. So, anyway, so that was the discussion yesterday. So, we have now the three, the Tekiyois, the Lulav, and Yom Manachis, three. She Makablam Kol Hayoim, that she Makabal the Edom all day, meaning, as you recall, because of the Kilkul on the Shir Shoyoim by Shoyoim, they stopped taking it.
They did say Shir by Tomish.
It was definitely, that's the whole kilka, that's the whole thing.
But by Musaf, or by Tamish Ben Arbayim?
Tamish Ben Arbayim. The Gemara said yesterday, look back on the Gemara on Lamed Amid Beis. See, the Mishnah began, the Mishnah, Lamed Amid Beis. The Shoyin in Mekabal is very Kol Ayoyim. Pamach the Shoyin, Lovim in his Kalkalu Al-Din Mishir. What was that kilka? So Kimar Ma Kilkal Kilkal Al-Din Mishir. Ha-Khadim Shoyim Mishir Bekalikar. He said, Amar, Shir Shol Choyl Im Tamish Ben Arbayim. They said the Shir Shol Yoyim.
Okay.
It doesn't say what the Shir Shol Choyl was.
Okay.
Perhaps it's the same as the Shir Shol
Choyl. Okay.
Maybe it's the same one. Anyway, bottom line is that at the end of the Mishnah Mishachar, based on English, Yisrael Bech, when Zaka Shim Akavim, Eidus Achoydish, Kol Ayoyim, there's no longer a Svara of, there'll be a Kilkul by the Tamish Ben Arbayim. There's no this Nishtuka Tamish Ben Arbayim. So therefore, be Makadish, be Makabal Eidus the Kansitur. So we are now on to number
six.
That was number four. Four of the five of our parak. One was the Tekiyois in Yavin and Yerushalayim and Best. Number two was the Lulav Nitzko Shifer. Number three was Yoyim Manav Kuliyasa. Number four, Shimekabim Kuliyoyim. That's four, right. Meaning that they won't met until Mincha, but even after Mincha. Yeah. And finally, Shiyo, Hochin El Mokim Mavad. You don't have to follow the Rish Bezdin, you can go to the Mokim Mavad, like we had in Amish.
Right.
So that's five altogether. Right. And then Chodahai, the one that we send with the shoes, is number six altogether. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, so we have now the Shis the High Picker, six that we enumerate in our parak, five in the Mishnayis, and the one that we just brought, the Masa Mitashich. V'chon of the Pirka Kama, one in the prior parak. What was the prior parak? So you go again to the next Rashi. Shli Mechalin Eidim El Al Nisim Etishir Bulvad. Initially, they were Mechal every single month that the Eidim should come on Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos, Chosef Chum, the whole thing. And the reason that the Mishnah was because of Takonis HaKarban. You have to know whether you go and bring the carbon Musaf Shurish Chodesh or not. However, after the Mishmigdash was Chorev, there's no longer the concern about bringing the carbon. Therefore, we only worried about the Tikkun HaMi'adis Uvad. That in Nisan and Tishrei, we had to go and know exactly when the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishri is for purposes of Yom Kippur, for purposes of Pesach, for purposes of Sukkot, etc. So there was only, that was the takana that we had in the prior barracks of Yechel and Zakeni. So we have now 6 + 1 = 7 all together so far. We got to get 2 more. Either the side you learned in the Braisa, on the side that says not a Braisa, yeah, so, you know, it's a Braisa in South Greeces. Gerish is described as man as that, so she yafish, roiva lekinai. So Rashi says that for a ger to be a full fledged ger, it's not enough just Kabbalah Semitzis, not enough just a bris milah by a man, not enough just going to the mikveh, but he also has to have bringing a carbon. The problem is, you can't bring a carbon as mine as that. So therefore, they were misakim that the ger should put away the money in a drawer somewhere. So miyat Hashem v'karav, here you want to make the mikveh, she'll take out the roiva lekan. Actually, there's a reason why we hop on kan, because that's the cheapest, talking about oifois, and roiva is a roiva matbea, a very small matbea, and that's the reason why he puts it away. So hopefully, this mikveh will be brought today, will be rebuilt today, all the gain will be able to bring their kabbalah.
But isn't a problem of when you're mafresh something for hegdish bizman hazeh?
Yeah, what?
It'll be meal, people mistake.
Next line. Rabbi Shimon Lozik, when him know there, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who bit when he was mavatul that, when they are takola, what's the takola? Says Rashi, Dilma Osir Asadim, people are going to have anor from that money, because the money is going to lie around for another year, another year, another year, and people will forget that this is the year, and he put it away. It's going to be hundreds, thousands of years later, so he was mavatul. So we had so far 6 in our parak, 1 in the previous parak was 7, we have now number 8, right? We have 8. So we're now down to the final one, number 9. And guess what? It's a machlokes. The Edoch, that number 9 is looked to the Papa of Nachman Yitzchak. What was that final 9th takana of Rabbi Yechon Zakkai? The Papa Omer Ker Mavai, Nachman Yitzchak Omer Loshin Shozayis. The Papa Omer Ker Mavai. Did not. We learned in the Mishnah. Who is that Mishnah? Mishnah Mesechtes. Mesechtes Masa Shaini. Dorten Shtim Masa Shaini. Ker Mavai, Hoy Oilu Shlein, Mahalach Yim Chotzad, Vizui Tchuma, etc. What is this all about? So we know it says in the Torah, both by Maaseh Sheni and by Kerem Revai, that any time a person is Mafresh Maaseh Sheni or Kerem Revai. Maaseh Sheni, we all know what that is. The first year, the second year, and then you skip year 3, and then you go to 4 and 5. Those years, besides the Maaseh Rishon, you have to Maaseh Sheni, the 10% of all of your Tzvua, all of your payers, etc. You have to take it up to Yerushalayim. Now what happens if it's a big, big year, person, Kamei Nehara, a wealthy individual, and taking all this Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim, that's a huge load. You'd have to go and hire 5 U-Haul trucks to schlep everything to Yerushalayim.
You can't get people to drive those trucks anymore.
Exactly. So what is he going to have to do? He's going to have to go and be pointed, and he can tell Mitzar Tekesev Yodcha, Velach Delamokoy. He can go and take the money up, and then you can eat the Maaseh Sheni locally after you're Mechaldit, after you're pointed on money. The same thing applies to Kerem Revai. What's my Kerem Revai? If you went and planted brand new vineyard for the first 3 years as a din of Arla, and the 4th year as a din of Kerem Revai. And there's Machlokes where the same thing applies to other things, Netzer Revai. Anyway, what's the loch in year number 4? The exact same thing. That you can eat it, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to shlub to Yerushalayim, you can be poyed and take the money up to Yerushalayim. That's min ha-tayr. However, it says that they made a takana prior to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the takana was, we want to be ma'atir Yerushalayim baperus. We want that people that are living in Yerushalayim, and visitors, and tourists to Yerushalayim, they should go and see the bounty that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given to Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore they encouraged everyone, instead of bringing money up to Yerushalayim, and then buying local food,
and driving up the price, effectively, and if you be able to pay rose, you put down the price.
Fine. Supply. So we wanted people to go and bring the actual payers themselves to Yerushalayim. So Shetot the Mishnah can provide your Yerushalayim Mahalach Yoyim Lechol Tzad. That if you lived with, I'm sorry.
They said to adorn the makers of Yerushalayim.
The makers or the markets?
The makers.
What size the makers? Adorn the makers.
All the people who all the makers.
The makers. I see. Okay. Very nice. The machers, shkoyach. So they went and brought the payers up. They had to be mahalach yom lechotzad. In other words, anybody who lived or had fields within a 1 day travel distance, Yerushalayim, brought up those payers to Yerushalayim. So what are the 1 day distances? Radius, good. So if you mar bazuhi tchuma, Eilat min hadorim. I don't know if it's the same Eilat that we have today.
It's more than one day.
It sure is, especially if you're walking.
Right. All right. Well, I assume they went with their camels and with horses and with whatever. Okay. It's a different Eilat.
Gamoporach.
Today's Eilat, I believe the Rabbanim hold is part of Chutzlaritz.
Anyway, right.
Because it's Chutzlaritz and you wouldn't have all these things. Anyway, maybe Karen Vai, or the does apply in Chutzlaritz. Maybe Karen Vai also. Anyway, Eilat min hadorim. Akrab is min hatzofoin. That's from the northern side. Lud min amayrav. That's on the western side. The Yardim in Israel, the Yardim in the Jordan on the eastern side. Wow. What was the reason? Said that the markets of Yerushalayim, or according to Shelley, the machas of Yerushalayim, they should all be adorned with hay. And we learned the Brisa. Ken Ravai Hoyeloy le Rebbe Lezer the Mizrach Lud Bitzar Kfar Tevi. Rebbe Lezer, in fact, he had planted vineyards, and he had now Ken Ravai. Rebbe Lezer was obviously familiar with this earlier takana, and what he wanted to do was go and bring all the payers to Yerushalayim. However, that was a big, big load for Rebbe Lezer. And he said, I can't, I don't have the time, I don't have the patience, I don't have the manpower, whatever. And therefore he said, you know what, I'm going to be mafkid Aniyim, and I'm going to tell all the Aniyim, this is Karen Ravai, it's yours, but you guys have to go and take it up to Yerushalayim. Amrulai Talmidev, so the Talmid of Rebbe Lezer said, Rabbi Kvarnim Mechaberecha Allah Bitiru. You do not have to do that because you're Rabbi Ruvain. You're leaving?
Shalom.
You can join us on Zoom every day. We'd be delighted to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Zatish.
You send me the Zoom?
I need your email.
Okay.
I have his phone.
Okay, you'll give it to me later, Sharon.
Yeah, so send us a postcard.
Two postcards. Okay. Zagibank. And Amalek Amirav Rebbe Kvarnimnu Achavirecha Alavi Tiru. All your Chaveyim have already been matir. The Chaver that he's referring to is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was not his Chaver, it was really his Rebbe.
He carried him, Rabbi Yeshua carried him out of Eretz.
Don't be upset. We'll get to it. Don't be too anxious. Anyway, so they told him, Rebbe Kvarnim Lechaverech, Olach Mitiru, they were already matir. Why were they matir? Says Rashi, because unfortunately, Yerushalayim now is Chorev. And so therefore we don't have to be matir. We're going to take a Chorban, we're going to go put pre-paters over there. Now, but half of the city is in ruins. For the Arabs we should do it. So anyway, they were matir that you no longer have to bring the Karen Bavai to Yerushalayim. You can be pointed and take the money up to Yerushalayim.
There was a time that without that Mikdash, that they ate Maser Sheni Betara Yerushalayim.
That's a very good question. That Maser Sheni, normally have to eat B'choy Maser. And so if they have Choyma, the question is, do they have Kedushas and Makkum to go and eat? For instance, today we don't take up Maser Sheni.
Right?
So the question is, what was the time of the year?
Just some years that
maybe there was a short interval after the Chorban, maybe the Chorban Bismigish, the Choyma Seir maybe was still intact, maybe only afterwards they were all Chvesh. It's a good question, I don't know. Anyway, but the Maser said they were Matir, and therefore you no longer have to bring it up. Who the chaverim that we're referring to? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now the Gemara is going to ask in a moment. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was his chaver, was his rebbe. The Gemara is going to ask that shortly. Don't be nervous. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omer, no, that was not the ninth takana. The ninth takana was the famous takana of the Loshes Shel Zohiris. What is that about? The sign we learned in the Rises. But he's showing how you kush Loshes Shel Zohiris al Pesach ulam mibachutz. We're talking about on Yom Kippur. And everybody on Yom Kippur wants to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mechaper on the avoinus of Klal Yisrael. So they used to go and put up a Loshen Shel Zohiris, like a bendela, a ribbon, Shel Zohiris, of a such crimson color, like a yellowish, goldish type of color. They put it in Pesach Ulam Chutz. Hilben, as soon as it would turn white on Yom Kippur, Yismech, and everybody would be so happy. Ah! Malvatov. If it didn't turn white, they were very, very upset. They were very sad. So that people should not be distracted from doing tshuva and looking the whole time. Did you see? Take a telescope, take a microscope, go and see what you see. So what did they do? They put it inside, not from the outside. Till now it was Pesach Ulam Chutz. Now, of course, everybody tried to look at the back, and then it jumped on somebody else's shoulders, see in the corner, in the back. And they saw, His kila, they made a new takana. Shekoyishin oisei chetzi b'sel v'chetzi b'inkar nefshel tzori mishnaleach. They took away this whole zhoirish, the loshish zhoirish from the base of Mikdash, and they initially tied it to the kanayim, the horns, of the tzori mishnaleach, and before they pushed the tzori mishnaleach over the cliff, what they did was, then they removed half of it, and they attached it to a sella, to a rock here on terra firma. Then the tzori mishnaleach went to the Eretz Gzeira, and then, at that point, it would go and turn colors from Zahoidis to Hilvin, and then they knew that it was white, but nobody could see it, because
only the Ishiti could see it.
Only Ishiti could see it, because he was the only one there. Everybody else was home. It was in next to this Mikdash. Now, Nachmi Yitzchak, okay, so now, that was the final takana, Iskino, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to this man, the Omer, it doesn't mention who, but according to Nachmi Yitzchak, this was the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to take it away from the Ulam, and to attach it to the Kanaim, and the Tzori Mishnaleach, and then afterwards to the Sal. So now the question is, why does Rav Papa not learn like Rav Nachmi Yitzchak? Why does Rav Nachmi Yitzchak not learn like Rav Papa? In neither place does it say expressly Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. We had to interpret the Masa of Mitra Blezim when he said Chaveiracha, he means Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. And we had to interpret the Hiskinu means Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, what's going on? Talk to you more. Rav Nachmi Yitzchak, my time in the Yom Kippur, Pop, Omelach, Yisol Kedaitach, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Chaveir of Mitra Blezim, Mihava. Rabbi Yava, he wasn't his chaver, he was his rabbi. His passage to go call his chaver. The idach, what did Rabbi Papa say? Kim talmidim hava lav oirechar lemember le the rabbi rabbach. Since the ones that are addressing Rabbi Lezer are the talmidim of Rabbi Lezer, to go and say to Rabbi, Rabbi, your rabbi taught us, or your rabbi taught you, that's already not a full sign of derech eretz. In other words, when you're talking to your rabbi, don't remind him that there was a rabbi before him. You have to look upon him.
Why not?
I'm just telling you what the Gemara says.
I know.
The Gemara is telling us that the Talmidim, to go and show ultimate respect, they have to go and look upon him as being the ultimate leader, and not that he was spoon-fed by earlier leaders. He happens to be a great godly, a great poisik on his own, and now, oh, because he taught it to you. Let's assume that he heard it directly from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Rabbi Lezer heard everything he said. He said he never repeated anything he didn't hear from his Rabbeinu.
Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and others. Anyway, the point is, that's why they felt, maybe they were wrong, but that's why they felt uncomfortable to go and say, Rebbe, your Rebbe taught you. Well, who's my Rebbe? Don't tell me what my Rebbe said. She goes, your Chaver. Well, Chaver is a different story. So that's why they toned it down to show greater respect to Rebbe. Rebbe Papa, my time, Rebbe Kram Nachmi Yitzchak, Amalach, Yitzchak, Nachmi Yitzchak, Zakkai, be made it. If you're telling me that this Hiskinu, with the Masa, with the Kanaim of the Tzori Mishnaleach, this is the time of Yitzchak, Zakkai, it doesn't work out historically. Why not? So Kimara be made of Yechman Zaka, and he have a Lashon Shel Zahiris. At the time of Yechman Zaka, they still had this Lashon Shel Zahiris. But Tanya, Koshnoit of Yechman Zaka were made the Yasim Shana. Yechman Zaka lived for 120 years. Mem Shana Osamik Paramatya. The first 40 years he was a businessman. Mem Shana Loman. Next 40 years he retired, and he went to learn in Yeshiva and Kail. Mem Shana Liman, and the next 40 years he went and taught, and that was the time that he was Mesakin all the various Takanas, and then he had the Talmidim like Reb Lezer, etc. He went and was Marbitz Torah the final 40 years of his life. But Tanya, and we learned in the Brice, Mem Shana Koidim Shenechar Babayis, 40 years before the Chorbin, Lehoye Lashon Shel Zahiris Malvin. This Lashon Shel Zahiris, unfortunately, this was no longer effective, because the Kodesh Baruch already stopped this annual mess of Lashon Shel Zahiris turning Lavan in the final 40 years before the Chorban. Ella Madam, unfortunately, it became or it remained red, and that red showed that unfortunately the avoidance of Klai Yisrael never was not discovered.
The reason that he didn't want them to see it because otherwise it was red.
So, Odmat. Utsanana, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishachorib Habayis, when the Beis Midrash became Chorib, his Kabir Zakkai, then he started making his takonis. The Eid of period. So what the Gemara is assuming now is that since it says that the final 40 years of his life, Rabbi Yochanan was Mesakin Takanos, and we just said now that those 40 years presumably started at the time of the Chorban, could be a couple of years before then. In other words, the Limate includes the Tikkun HaTakanos. And that was the last 40 years of his life. And all these takanas we keep on saying, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Mesakin this and that and that and this about the Eidim and about.
So there's no overlap for Lashon Zahoris in the final 40 years of the lifespan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai.
So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was around during the time of the 40 years before, but he was not a limeid at that time. It was either the final 40 years of his pragmatia, or there was the beginning of his lomad period, but it wasn't the limeid period, which was years later. And so therefore, says Yimar the Chayyur, chronologically, historically, it doesn't work out. Those 40 years, he wasn't just learning on his own, he was learning in front of a Rebbe. The Omer Milza, from time to time, he would say, a good word, and then the Rebbe would hear, he has a future, he's going to be a Gadol Hadar, I see already.
Uksa Te'enim.
Exactly. The Kovei Rabbi Bishmei. So even though at that time he was no longer, he was not yet the Metakein Takonais, because he was still a young man, he was not a Talmid, he was not a Nazi, he was Lurin Pez, he was Gunish, but nevertheless, because we saw his potential, eventually when he became that great Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, they added to the eighth, and they said, nine, look at the top Rashi, the Kovei Bishmei, Limnoisim Shar Takonaisim, to say that it wasn't just eight later on, but include that first one about removing the Goshen Shazahiris, Lachitana Deitra Kodesh Takonais, and that's how we have nine altogether. So bottom line is, on number nine, we have Machloikis, whether it was the Lashon Shel Zahiris or the Keren Revai, but all of these are temporary tekonos, because Miyat Shem Bekar of Mamish, the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt and will go back to the old glory of the good old days. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai.